This is the Why Your Story podcast with Travis Osmond and Mary Jo Parker, sharing real life stories and experiences. Why Your Story is produced by SVI Media and available on Podbean, SVINews.com, and the SVI News app. And now, from the SVI Media Studios located in scenic Star Valley, Wyoming, here's Travis and Mary Jo with the Why Your Story podcast.
Welcome, everyone, to Why Your Story podcast, coming to you from beautiful Star Valley, Wyoming, home of SVI Media. I am your host, Travis Osmond.
And I am your host, Mary Jo Parker.
Today, we are excited to be with you for another awesome podcast.
Oh, yes. I'm so excited.
And I can speak from experience because I just listened to our last podcast and it was awesome.
It was so good.
It really was. And so tell us about our guest. We're so excited.
I am so excited.
Look how excited she is to be here.
She is a bundle of joy. She's hard to contain right now.
I can barely keep her in her chair.
We have to get straps and hold her down.
So brace yourselves, Star Valley. Our guest today is coming to you from the metropolis of Smoot, Wyoming.
That's right. And when I ask people, you know, who do you know in Smoot that would know history and that's fun and loving, they all said Polly Erickson. They did. That's a lie. That's true.
Polly, I don't think you understand how famous you really are.
You really are.
But let me back up a little bit. So that's what she gets when she says that. You know what I get when I say that? When I say, hey, tell me somebody that you know in Smoot that's fun and loving and knows a lot about it. You know what they say? We're Smoot. And what is Smoot? So today we're going to do a little bit of talking about the community that we in Star Valley know as Smoot.
Yep.
And and Polly, I keep wanting to call her Sister Erickson. But Polly is a what would we say, an expert?
Yes.
World renowned
expert
historian.
Yes. And she's an excellent teacher. That's the other thing I get, is she was my favorite teacher. I get that a lot. So that's so wonderful. I mean, a teacher to me is one of those professions that you change lives, and you apparently have.
Thank you.
Well, we are so happy to have you in studio with us. We don't get people very often that want to come sit and listen to us, so we're very...
Probably won't be back either.
So funny.
Oh, we love it.
Polly, will you tell us a little bit about yourself? I'm sorry. What were you going to say, Travis?
No, that's exactly what I was going to say. Thanks.
Okay.
That's all there is, just a little bit. And born and raised right here in Star Valley. Grateful for that. My home has always been Smoot, except for a few years when we were away at school. I love history, and I am enough of a historian to know that when I forget what the real story is, I know how to make it up as I go.
Oh, that's perfect. You fit right in with us. Just perfect.
No, so, it's not a compliment to say I fit right in with you two. I'm beginning to feel a little bit nervous here.
Hey, Polly, can I have your permission to make it up as we go also?
Yes, could I stop you if I said no?
He does have the button.
Well, I just think it's cool to make up things as you go. But no, I love it. Keep going.
What? Tell us about, like, how many children do you have and how long have you been married?
I'll give you two numbers and you figure out which is the number of kids and the number of years. 7 and 58.
Wow, you have a lot of kids.
You have 58 kids.
That's crazy.
And I've only been married 7 years.
Wow.
So you are
productive.
I need to go back to school, but I don't even know if that's. You know, they say that there's stuff in the water in Smoot, and I'm starting to believe it. That's amazing.
What are your kids' names?
Beginning with the oldest, who has passed away, unfortunately.
Yeah, Lisa. I'm sorry.
Angie. Josh. Landy. Caleb. Kristen. And Katie.
Nice. And who was the first one again? What was her name?
Lisa.
That's right. She passed away of cancer, right?
Yes.
Oh, I'm sorry. And your husband's name?
Kent.
Nice. You probably don't know this, but my first response when I joined EMS was to your car accident. And I sat in the seat next to you as your husband held your head in the back seat, and I laid on the glass as they were taking that car apart. And I remember thinking, this is one of the most horrible things I've seen, and all I could do was pray. Yeah. And so I prayed and I prayed that you would recover. I didn't know who you were. I didn't know Landy at that time or Angie. And I just remember praying because I didn't have a lot of skills I could do at that time. And I just kind of did your blood pressure and laid on the glass. And I remember following your recovery and what a miracle that is. And so I'm sorry to start the program like that, but that's how I met you. And I fell in love with you that day and your husband. And sorry, didn't mean to make this sad, but anyway, I think you're a beautiful person. So from there.
Well, I just think that she's a beautiful person too. I got to work with Polly at the addiction recovery stuff through the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
That is wonderful.
It was awesome. She's touched so many lives. But the thing is, inquiring minds want to know what you see in Kent.
Yeah.
For what, 50 what years?
Eight. 58 years.
Tell us about your husband.
Quiet. Also a Star Valley person. We met in high school, seniors. Didn't like farming, but we stayed there because that's what, where we just ended up there. You don't often pick farming, that's where you end up, so.
What do you love about Smoot?
People.
The people? It's beautiful, too.
I think it has a very unique place in... Every town in Star Valley has its own little personality, just like all people are different.
Sure.
We have things that are the same, so are communities. Smoot definitely has a personality.
Yeah.
That's what I like.
That's true.
Yep.
That's really true.
Very cool.
What's the history of Star Valley? When did it start, do you know?
Star Valley?
Mm-hmm. Not Star Valley, I should have said Smoot. I'm sorry.
Tell us a little about the beginnings of Smoot.
Yes.
Smoot was one of the later, not that much later than the other towns in the valley. First two were Auburn and Freedom, as I know it, 1879. And Smoot was a little bit after that. Our first settlers that came and stayed, 1887 for us. So, not many, though.
Yeah.
When they came, there were five houses south of, between Afton and where you leave the valley at the south end. Five homes in there.
My heavens. And so 1887, the first settlers came into Smoot?
Uh-huh. The ones that stayed.
The ones that stayed, sure. Yeah.
There were people in and out.
And is that, is, do you know their names? What name they would have had? Is it one of the common
names?
I do
know their names. And is it okay? I didn't know whether I was treading on.
No.
We frown on Social Security numbers. Or driver's license.
They would too. They would never have heard.
But not checking account numbers. We don't.
But checking account numbers.
Yeah.
And last names are fine.
Yeah.
And first names. Yeah. If they're one of the early settlers.
Okay. The Charles Gomm family.
Okay.
The Thomas Parsons family. The Thomas Walton family. Those were the 1887 folks who came and stayed.
Nice.
There were others who didn't stay. So.
What was your maiden name?
Reeves, R-E-E-V-E-S.
Okay, so Reeves Swab, is that road named after?
Yes, our lane, yep.
Okay, that, and you live on that road?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's neat. That's really neat. I heard when the early part of the settlers came that the American Indians would come and hunt still, and then they would leave again, but they would come because hunting was so great in Smoot. Is that true, do you know?
Well, hunting, is, but probably more so, was Cottonwood Lake.
Okay.
They would come in and fish and dry their fish, stay here for the summer months, mm-hmm. drive, and then dry their fish and take them home. I've read an account where they've seen at least 500 Indians camped
wow.
at the mouth of Cottonwood there for the summer
wow.
to get fish.
And then it was too cold for them, and then they would leave. And
mm-hmm. Just like everybody else.
Yeah. That's true. Yes, that's really true.
They were trapped in here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nice. And then I heard that there was a story of a famous woman that had had it with her husband. And she might be related to you.
She is.
She is.
She is. Not necessarily true.
Oh, okay.
Lots of versions of that history.
Okay.
So, in fact, after I visited with you, I went and dug out my court papers that I have for her.
Yes.
And there's lots of different versions on how that happened.
So can you kind of tell us the one you think is true?
Yeah, fill us in, because I'm a little bit curious.
March 21st, 1907. I told Angie I wasn't going to name names, but since everybody already knows, obviously. Mr. Bruce, James Bruce, took his lunch and went to the field to work in the fields. When lunchtime came, he took a bite of pie and within minutes was dead.
Mm.
So, of course, there was an investigation. Come to find out, the pie was poisoned, strychnine.
Wow.
So, the oldest daughter in the family, who would have been 17, 18, said that, this is one version, that she put the poison in the pie. The mother said, no, that's not what happened. It was dried plums. The can that the plums were stored in had been used in the store. Mr. Bruce also owned a store. Had been used to store strychnine. And in those days, everybody, it wasn't a controlled substance at all. Everybody had strychnine in their homes to keep away varmints.
Okay.
Gophers, squirrels, whatever. So some of the stories said, well, it goes in the pie tin. And another story said, no, it came in the plums. And other people said that she sprinkled it in the pie. Nobody knows. Fact is, they were arrested in August of that year. Went to court. Eventually, they spent a month out there in jail, mother and daughter, before they went to actual court. And in court, she was the daughter, not the mother. The daughter was guilty, according to the judge. But they weren't actually taken. She wasn't actually taken from home. People in Smoot who were in her favor, the daughters wrote letters and said, don't do this, and this is why. They didn't actually finish the court case until April, a year later, when they actually did, and the judge came in with his final decision. They accused her of manslaughter. She was sentenced to 4 years in the Wyoming Territorial Prison, and that's where she went. They boarded her on a train.
Wow.
With seven men who were also on their way to prison. She was the only lady in the prison. Because there just wasn't any other, so they kept her in a separate spot. She did the mending and the washing and clean, maybe even food prep, I'm not sure about that. Until finally somebody convinced those that be in power to move her to Colorado, where there was other women in the facility.
Oh.
Okay. And she served her 4 years and was released, went on to live. She got married and had children.
Nice.
So, wow. But the story remains that nobody knows what really happened.
So was he just not a very nice man? I mean,
I've heard both ways.
Okay. All right.
So they never determined a motive then or anything. They don't know if he was being abusive or if she was just having an off day.
No. Not that I've read.
Or if it was just an accident.
Could have been just an accident.
It could have been.
That's the way I'm leaning. As the years go by.
Sure.
Could have been an accident.
It could have been.
Do you know whereabouts in Smoot this would have occurred? Do you know where they lived or about?
Yeah.
Where at? Where? Give us kind of an idea.
Where their home was at that time, I believe, was the Bruce home is still there. Do you know where Boyd Edens used to live in the house, and now Kelly Johnson lives in it. It's right on the highway.
Yep.
Okay. Right across the street from there.
Okay.
Was the Bruce place.
Okay.
Huh.
There was two little houses, but they're not there anymore, I don't believe.
Okay.
That's where it was. And he was out in the field. Could have been anywhere up there.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Very neat.
Wow.
That's not neat at all. It's a terrible
story.
No,
but it's neat history. It's interesting. I mean, it's really interesting.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean?
It is. And so if you go to Rollins, go to the territorial prison, you go in there, they have a wall with Annie's picture, a big picture of Annie, and then all kinds of her, all her records are posted up there. Not many years ago, we went to see it, and then after that, one of our daughters went, and she went in. They always ask you who you are and who you were interested in, and she said, well, that's my, whatever it would have been, great, I don't know which relative, Mrs. Bruce, the one mm-hmm. who was, is my grandmother's sister.
Okay.
So, anyway, when she told the docent there who that lady was her relative, that the docent ran off and said, come quick, you've got to come see. The lady is here. There's a lady here who is Annie's relative.
Hmm.
And they brought her down, and I'll be darned, she looked like my daughter.
Wow.
She looked like my daughter. That's what the people thought.
So, oh, wow.
Not that you want to claim that, but Annie was a very pretty lady. According to the court records, it said that the mother and daughter were both slim, had light brown hair, very attractive women.
Wow.
Oh, wow.
Isn't that odd to be in a court record?
Yeah.
I thought it was.
Yeah.
And that would be your grandma's sister.
Sister.
And yeah. her daughter.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It was charged.
Wow.
Yeah.
So I got to ask, has there been any other instances of
not that we've broadcast.
Men getting sick?
Not that we've let out.
But like, is the pie still a custom like for Thanksgiving in the Erickson house? I'm just curious because if I'm ever invited over for pie, if Landy ever suggests, Travis, come eat a piece of pie with me, I'm going to say, are you freaking kidding me? I know what happens in your family.
They still do that.
Do they?
People still say that.
Oh, wow.
I mean, if you think about it, if you wanted to get rid of your husband and him not be suspicious,
yeah.
Pie. I mean,
yeah.
What husband's not going to say,
yeah.
Oh, my. Thank you.
Yeah.
And give him enough that he dies quickly so he doesn't have,
right.
have to suffer.
They sent his organs slowly. Into the state crime lab, at the time their result was that there was enough strychnine had already reached his kidneys to kill 7 people.
Oh,
okay.
So it was loaded pretty good.
Yeah. Right.
Wow. So you went down fast.
Yeah. Now, since this is such a friendly little group, let me tell you the bad side of that whole story.
Okay.
If anybody from Smoot's out there, this may explain some of my own personal behavior. In the court records, there are the brethren from Smoot. Wrote letters to the court about the family and whether the husband was a bad guy or a good guy, and whether the wife was a bad woman or a good woman. Anyway, at the end of this letter, it makes it very plain that the husband was from a very upstanding, good morals, build up the community, all kinds of good things. And then at the end, it says, on the other hand, he was trapped with a vicious woman of low morals whose family are degenerates. Now, that has never set really well.
Oh, that is great.
Great story.
It's such a great story.
And the document is signed by the folks from Smoot.
Oh.
The bishop and so forth.
Really?
So, I don't know. It's public record. I didn't make it up.
Yeah.
I never felt really good about that.
Yeah, I can see that. It is an interesting story to have in your family, for sure. What else is great about
Smoot?
It was
never talked about. We never mentioned. I didn't know that story till I was, well, out of high school. I didn't know that it was not mentioned in our home.
Hmm. No. Yeah, I can see that. What other great things are there about Smoot?
Well, I think some of the things that set it apart from the other towns in the valley are, one, Cottonwood Lake.
Yes.
And two, the Lander Trail crosses it, comes in from the south end up there, crosses, follows Salt River down about to our place, and then goes over along the West Hills and out at Auburn. So there was a lot of traffic through Smoot that did not see the rest of the valley. Thousands of people, according to the early record, came over that Lander cutoff and through Smoot.
Wow.
They never stayed because of the weather.
Sure.
But they would stop and rest because there was plenty of vegetation and it was calm.
Yeah. And they just buried people along the way. Isn't there certain...
There are spots. I don't know of any right in our town, but further up the Lander Trail there are.
Right.
Spots that are.
Sure.
Yeah.
So I think the Lander Trail and the Cottonwood Lake are things that other towns don't have. Cottonwood Lake had its own dance hall, its own...
Oh, wow.
The lake had its own dance hall?
Had a... Out over the lake.
Really?
The Schwab family, who were one of the first families up there, they came out of Germany, and very skilled workers, they came to escape the wars in Germany and Prussia. When they came, they didn't speak English. And for... Well, that's another story, but I'm on Cottonwood Lake. He built a sawmill up there in 1914, and not too long after that, he also built, he had a tourist enterprise. He had cabins up there. He had people could rent out boats, and there's pictures of them in their boats out on the lake. And then he built this pavilion over the lake.
Wow.
Where people could go up
really
and dance.
Cool.
They hauled a piano up there. Rula Crook, one of our illustrious, I think, Rula was wonderful. She played the piano. Sometimes other orchestra members would play up there. It lasted from the first dance was held out there on the 26th of July. What was the year? Anyway, it was closed down in the 40s, late 30s. And the reason was they couldn't keep the snow off from the deck of the... It just kept getting lower and lower and lower, and there was too much upkeep.
Sure.
So they didn't. But they held for a lot of years. There were dances up there.
Wow. And the cabins, too? Is it eventually because of the snow that they were gone?
You know, I don't know what happened to the cabins. Wow. There's pictures of the big home that was up there. The other thing that they had up there was electricity that the rest of Smoot didn't have. They generated it up there somehow. Probably the same way they generated the power to run the sawmill.
Yeah.
Up there.
Wow.
Oh, wow. That is so interesting. I didn't know that.
Yep. Had a cousin who said that people talked about how fun it was to dance up there because the moon would shine on the lake and it was so beautiful and dance up there.
Oh.
And he looked at me. He said, yeah, that's true. Only moonshine up there wasn't coming down from the sky.
Heck yeah.
Oh, that's right. Oh, that's great.
That's neat.
So I think those are things that were different in Smoot.
Yeah.
So do you know if there's any plans anytime soon for Smoot to get, like, running water and power?
We look forward to that.
Do you want me to smack him?
Tell us some more stories about Smoot.
Or I want to know about her car that only went in reverse. I heard you had a car that only went backwards.
But I could still trace kids in that thing. When they would steal my Pepsi. When we were, I don't know where you heard that, but it's true. I had Pepsi, and it was just for me in the garden. And if they got it, and I had to chase them in the car, I could do it.
Going backwards.
Verify this, Andrew. We had a car that would really only go backwards. It lost all the other gears. Before it lost all the gears, the drive-in was still here. We would pull into the drive-in. My kids would hit the deck. They didn't want anybody to see them in that car.
I can't imagine why.
One day while we were there, smoke started coming up out of the hood. It was awful. I thought my kids were going to die.
So you drove your car backwards from your house.
Before. We did the drive-in thing before I only got down to one gear. When I got down to one gear and could only chase them backwards, and we kind of parked the car.
That is
so
wonderful.
Funny. It is a great, great,
no,
funny
it's not
story.
Smoot history, though.
No, but
well,
it's funny.
Kind of.
Well, it is kind of. Yeah. I mean, who is Smoot drives backwards? Polly.
I did.
I mean, from the rest of the world, we would think that's kind of weird, but to be from Smoot.
She is going to hit you.
That's so cool.
You haven't asked me how we got our name yet.
So tell us about
how did you get
the word Smoot came to be.
Okay. It was first called Cottonwood. Cottonwood was a branch of Afton the Afton Church, Mormon Church. We were a branch until 1880. Afton, we were a branch. And then in 1902, I think, we became a ward. When we were a branch, we were Cottonwood, the church. The town was called Bellevue.
Hmm.
Both of those names were submitted to the post office system so we could have it. And they were both turned down because there were too many other post offices in the West with those names.
Oh.
So about the same time that those names had both been turned down, the apostle, I think his name was Abraham Smoot, from the LDS Church, was coming through the valley, and he spoke in Smoot at a meeting, and everybody quite liked him, thought he was really cool. So they said, well, let's put Smoot. Probably nobody else has that name.
Hmm.
So they did.
That's
and
great.
And it was accepted as the first post office name for Smoot.
And what year was that about?
Oh, I want to say, I know it was before 1905, so early on.
Yeah, that's great.
Early on.
So so it's 100 years old, at least, that name.
I think so.
Yeah, that's good.
I think so.
That is crazy. So I'm actually looking at a picture right now of Abraham Smoot.
Let me see it.
Yeah, that's really crazy. He's from Kentucky.
Oh.
Yeah, and so, now you know what I'm going to say now on the news the other night. Can I say this?
You can say whatever, except...
Whatever you want.
Anything bad about me.
There's a big building at BYU named the Abraham O. Smoot Building. And it's been graffiti and all the rest they want. The protesters are saying that they've got to change the name. Paint it on his big plaque out there. I saw that on the news. And the next morning I woke up in so panicked. I said, they are coming. They're going to make us change our name.
Oh.
I thought they were going to be after us because we are named Smoot. In my mind.
We will defend it tooth and nail.
We will.
For
okay.
you, Polly.
Yeah.
They're
I
not
love it.
Take
we
our
didn't
name
know
Smoot.
Anything about his background. We just, because he was a United States Senator, besides being an apostle, we
right.
thought it was a
right.
cool.
Right.
We thought it was a good choice.
So, what's the draw to Smoot? Of everywhere else in Star Valley, why Smoot? Why? If someone says, I really am looking for a place to live in Star Valley, why would you say Smoot? Or maybe you would say, save yourself and run.
That's right.
That's what I would say, because I don't want any more people there.
Yeah, I'm kind of with you. But let's just say that if I said, why do you love Smoot so much? What would be your
I've
answer?
Heard other people say that it's the only place in the valley that has mountains on all three sides.
That is true.
It has a... We have a real mix of people. Some of the towns are predominantly LDS. Smoot is not. Was not to begin with. We had a lot of LDS. But we also had... for example, my family came out of the coal mines in Almion when those mines blew up and they were escaping. They were tired of the mines.
Mm-hmm. Hmm. Nice.
People came north. Uh-huh. That was one. We had people who came in here with the big sheep herds and stayed in Smoot. So, and we have, a lot of the towns in the valley, though, had a lot of connections with the outlaws in and out and hiding here and hiding there. I don't know that any of them ever had family connections, but all of those others, the LDS, the cattlemen, the sheepmen, the miners, basically what all of them came for, well, the LDS people, because they were trying to escape the persecution for polygamy, but they were also looking for land. You got to figure that Utah, that was settled in 1847, by the time Star Valley, 1887, people were coming here, Utah was all divvied out to people. Families had already divided their farms this way and that way. People wanted their name on a piece of property.
Sure.
When my grandfather Reeves came, he came from England, worked in the mines, and, well, one mine explosion took one brother, then the rest of the family decided that wasn't for them. They would find it safer, if not as wrecked, reputable occupation. They owned bars, and that seemed to be they can make quite a bit of money that way. and it was safer. My grandfather, when he came, had not seen daylight. I mean, those guys in England in those mines, they went to work before the sun came up. The little kids. He started work in the mines when he was 8.
Wow.
He was anxious to see only own property.
Sure.
Be able to be outside.
Wow.
I think it was a big draw for a lot of people.
Sure.
You could still homestead here in early Star Valley.
Yeah.
Wow.
And when you come down that hill, it is breathtaking. It reminds me of The Sound of Music. You know, it's just the hills are alive. It's beautiful. I think Smoot's, to me, one of the prettiest in the valley for sure.
It is coming in from that end.
Yeah.
It really is.
Well, and even from this end, it's just pretty, you know? It's really, really beautiful.
The hills are alive.
Oh, boy. I want to ask Polly another story about fixing your husband's overalls or pants. Look at her face.
Do tell.
This has nothing to do with Smoot history.
I know.
Whatever. But your grandkids are going to need to know this.
Yes. And your great-grandkids and Smoot residents.
And you're like...
You're a legend.
You are Smoot. Smoot are us right here.
And I know where you got this story, and she is dead.
Okay, whoever gave Mary Jo this, do not eat pie.
Do not. I'm not eating pie from Polly.
Oh. Okay. So when you're first married, you know you want to do your very best.
You do.
You want to just end... We were poor, we were frugal, I was saving every scrap of cloth. My husband had to wear coveralls where he worked, and they were the old herringbone, the print on them was kind of a herringbone print on the coveralls.
Right.
Well, he had a hole in the leg. I was going to fix them right. I wanted it to match perfectly, so I got out all my scrap denim.
Uh-huh.
Now, that piece didn't look good with it. That piece didn't look good. Found a piece that matched perfectly. Cut it.
Yeah.
Sewed it in.
Okay.
When he came home, I said, I got them fixed, Kent. Held them up, and they were. This leg over here was fixed. The hole, you couldn't tell. This leg over here was gone. I cut off the other leg. That's a true story.
Did he wear them proudly?
My wife can sew. How about yours?
Oh, that's funny.
I didn't think that could happen, but it did.
It did. Did he just laugh and laugh? And
I don't remember what he said or did.
Okay. But he didn't wear them, I guess.
He did not, and I didn't patch them again.
Oh, that's great. Oh, Polly, you are a pleasure. That is for sure.
Yeah, that is awesome. Well, in closing here, I just want to ask you, if you were to describe someone that's never been to Smoot, Wyoming, in the words of Polly Erickson, what would you say?
This is theoretical, right? Because I really don't want people to get any more to come.
Okay.
We've got good people living that come there now. I don't like crowds. But if I wanted people to come.
Well, let's just say that they're not letting any more people into Smoot, okay?
Okay.
You're quarantined.
You're quarantined, okay. And they're not letting anyone in.
And what reasons would you why you should.
Right.
You won't find a place on earth that has better neighbors. The weather isn't any worse than the rest of the valley. It has a fantastic history. It has its own personality, and you will never be left out. There was always somebody in Smoot who will reach out to you, even if you're from the other side of the tracks, which is how I grew up. So,
anyway. Wonderful.
That's so beautiful.
Love it. Thank you.
Yeah. Polly, you are a beautiful person. You are charming, and you're funny and witty, and we hope you'll come back sometime without a pie.
Is this off now?
No.
No.
No. I was just going to say, I'll eat a pie. I will go out on a limb and eat a pie.
Well, you're safe because I don't make pies. Oh. If I bring you a pie, you know I've got it somewhere.
Okay. Well, we sure appreciate coming here today. And it's been a pleasure, and we hope that everybody has enjoyed this, learning a little bit about Smoot and our community, and a little bit about Sister Polly Erickson. And we'll sign off now until next podcast. I am your host, Travis Osmond.
And I am your host, Mary Jo Parker.
And this is Why Your Story.
Thanks for joining us for the Why Your Story podcast with Travis Osmond and Mary Jo Parker on SVI Media. To suggest topics or reach out to Travis and Mary Jo, email WYS@SVINews.com. That's WYS@SVINews.com. And be sure to follow Why Your Story on Facebook. Stay tuned for the next Why Your Story podcast on Podbean, SVINews.com, and the SVI News app.